While many Vermonters celebrate winter holidays, an entire town is already deep into the planning for its annual late summer extravaganza, the Tunbridge World's Fair. VPR's Charlotte Albright reports on a new video documentary about who and what makes it special.
It was a really special time for me and my dad.
I took 16 jars of stuff to the fair, and I won first on 15 of them.
After the Twin Towers were attacked and destroyed in New York, we stopped all the rides. There was 10 minutes of silence except for hearing the cows in the background.
Young and old Tunbridge folk invite you into the new half-hour documentary by Jay Kunivelis. It's financed by White River Toyota, one of the commercial clients of his video ad agency, but it doesn't have anything to do with cars.
The first time I thought about what that fair has meant to the state and to that area and its history, I thought this should be a project that would engage an awful lot of people, and if we do it right, could be very interesting.
And, he says, should also drive traffic to the car dealer's site. But this documentary stands on its own as an unsquinting look at the fair.
By representing the entire town and all of its characters in their true form, and even keeping a little bit of very soft conversational profanity in there.
And delving into shady history of drunken fights and half-naked women, historian Howard Coffin plays a cameo role looking back at that.
I don't think you can talk about a history of Tunbridge Fair without talking about the girly show.
Orange County Sheriff's Department ran one of them. You know, the people you put your trust in, they're taking tickets for the girly show, you know.
The girly shows are gone now, and overall, it's an admiring portrait of a now wholesome event. Editor Ben Cipinelli creates a vocal and visual collage.
And to make them fit together like a puzzle until their voices come through in one message, so to speak.
That message seems to be that hard work and hard play keep rural tradition alive in this tiny town, at least 4 days out of what can be a long, arduous year.
It is the Vermont I grew up in, as much as is left, and it is a place I dearly love. Go up that hill by the Howe Farm, and you come over the crest of that hill and around that corner, and there it is.
Tunbridge, a Vermont town, a World's Fair. At a website near you, and next summer, coming back for real. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright.